I think that the tefillah of L'Ol Mihei Adam, these few paragraphs that we have in front of us, I think that it's usually understood one way. It's very hard for me to know. I didn't take a poll or do a study on it, but it seems to me that it's usually understood one way, and perhaps we could suggest a little bit of a different reading. It's a question of nuance. It's a question of shade of meaning. It's not a radically different reading, but I think it maybe sharpens the focus and strengthens the point of this this beautiful tefillah. And then we'd like to go beyond it, but I'd like to start with that. So we start with the statement, Lo mi Adam yirei shamayim b'seter. There are some sidurim that have, other versions that have, b'seter uvegaloi, but really that's probably a later addition, just to avoid the implication that's only b'seter. But really the real meaning of it is b'seter, because this time about a time, it was probably formulated at a time when people weren't able to do a Avar Hashem publicly because of persecution, religious persecution, etc., and saying that person should at least be Yirei Shemayim b'seter. In any case, be that as it may, the focus is certainly b'seter. Umodel amet, v'dover amet b'vavo, v'yashkem v'yomar. Okay, the person should get up and say the following. Meaning that this is a declaration that a person is supposed to say when they first get up. I'm not saying that there aren't other things that come first, but I'm saying that this is meant to be a way that part of the way that we start the day. Okay? And therefore it's important to see what's so important in terms of the perspective that this gives us. What does it tell us? What kivun does it give us in life? So, first of all, the way that I think it's often understood is the following. That we say, on the one hand, Ribon kol ha'olamim lo tzukoteinu anachnu apilim tachanuneinu fanecha kel rachamecha rabim. Because after all, ma anachnu, ma chayenu, ma chasteinu, ma tzidkeinu, ma yishenu, ma kocheinu, ma gvoroteinu, ma nomal fanecha, etc. After all, halo kol gibrum ka'ayim fanecha, ma sheshem kelo hayu, kachamim kubli madan, vonim kubli askel, kirom asayam tov, vimechayim hevel lefanecha, umotar adam min ha'beima ayin kekol havel. So we say, to begin with, that, again, this is the standard way that I think that people understand it, and I want to suggest an alternative in a moment. The standard way is that whereas, of course, we're really nothing, because even the greatest of the great are nothing in your eyes, and you know, compared to God, what are we? We're nothing. There's no, you know, the all of our strength and wisdom and accomplishments are zero in the perspective of the infinite, right? And then we go on to say, Aval anachto amcha b'nei britecha, b'nei Avraham avchad. Whereas it's true that we're really nothing, but at least this much we can say, that we're still the descendants of Avram Yitzchak. Yeah, we're still Am Yisrael. We still have this brit with Hashem, and therefore, right, there's this like saving grace. Bakashat, two different sheets. Okay, that's how it's generally read, I think. Right, that in other words, although it's true that we're really nothing, because after all, even if we are the greatest chachamim and the greatest, you know, the most powerful and the most this and that, by human standards, by divine standards, we're nothing. But all we can say, you know, in terms of our being worth anything, is the fact that we're, you know, we're b'nei britecha, etc. Right? I think that's how people often read this, but I don't think that's really necessarily the pshat. I'd like to suggest a different reading of this. That is a little bit different. And I think that there's a contrast and a juxtaposition being made. And if you read the language very carefully, what I think it's really saying is a contrast between them and us, as opposed to saying two different points about us. Let me explain what I mean. Not that it's saying that whereas, after all, even if we're giborim, but what is a gibor anyhow? Even if we're ashirim, even if we're anshei Hashem, even if we're chacham, wherever we are, but so what does it amount to? But aval, but nonetheless, anachnu amcha b'nei britecha, etc. I don't think that's what it's saying. If you read it very carefully, what I think it's saying is a contrast. It's saying that on the one hand, kol giborim ka'ayin lefanecha, Vanche Hashem kelo hayu, v'chachamim kivli mada, univonim kivli askel, ki rov, see what it says, ki rov ma'aseihem tov, V'imei chayehem hevel lefanecha. Right? Their accomplishments are really nothing. U'motar damen ebeima ayin ki akol havel. But by contrast, aval, anachnu amcha b'nei britecha. Right? What we have to say for ourselves is different than that. In other words, if we were coming and saying, ha, I'm a gibor, right? I'm a anshei Hashem, right? I'm a, you know, Isha Hashem, I am a chacham. So then that would be saying nothing, because after all, hello, but there, you know, all those type of people, they're meaningless. But aval anachnu amcha b'nei britecha. Then we're going to ask, it's a good question. We'll get to it, Ezra Hashem, in a few moments. But bear with me. I'm going to give you a chance to ask it in just a second. But aval, by contrast, anachnu amcha b'nei britecha, b'nei Avraham avcha, shenishbat lo bahar Moriah, Zer Yitzchak Yichido, Shenakal Gabi Mizbeach, Adat Yaakov Bincha Bechorecha, Shemeavatcha, Shahavta Oto, Misimchatcha, Shesamachta Bo, Karat Et Shemo Yisrael Vishurun. Okay, on the one hand, there are the Chachamim. There are the Chachamim. And there are the Anshei Hashem. And there are the Giborim. Right? And then we say, however, aval anachnu, right? And it goes on to say, anachnu amcha b'nei britecha, and goes on and describes Yisrael, Yishurun, and so on and so forth. Right? That's the ultimate. It leads us to Yisrael and Yishurun. Okay, now all this needs to be explained and clarified, and bear with me, and there's more to it, but everyone understand the two different readings and the difference between them? Yes, it's a subtlety, but I think it's a very important difference, right? In other words, one is saying that on the one hand, we are really nothing because our chachma and our, right, and all of these things, our gvura, whatever, all these different things are nothing, but, like, this counts for nothing, but what does count for something is maybe the fact that, nonetheless, that we are, you know, we are B'nai B'ritcha, and so on and so forth, right? Leading to Yisrael V'Yisharon. That's the first way of reading it. The second one is making a contrast and talking about them, Masehem, etc., as opposed to Aval Anachnu, right? And there are two different groups being discussed. Yes, Naomi, what do you want to ask?
Well, I'm not sure I'm discussing.
Okay. You're up for it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So for the second explanation, I just don't get, like, who are the Chachamim and the Anshei Hashem? Is it us or is it the
Gaon? Okay, so I don't know that distinguishing between Jews and non-Jews necessarily, but it's distinguishing between the person who... Let me put that question on hold for just a few minutes, because I'm going to explain it, but I want to show you something which is going to help put it into a clearer perspective, okay? So bear with me. I don't think the answer is them meaning, you know, Jews or non-Jews, but it's saying... It's talking about different identities, different reasons why a person might have a thought of having some value or some, you know, some standing in approaching God. Okay? And we'll see the details. And yes.
Is this said after Akedat Yitzchak?
It's said alongside after. I'm very bad at chronology, so you can take a look. Sitter and okay. Said, it's right next to it, but I don't remember which comes first.
I feel like if there's another response.
It certainly goes together with it. It goes together with it. Whether it leads into it or falls, I just don't remember exactly. I apologize. Yeah. What? Easy enough to check. Okay. Let's continue for a moment. And then we go on to say, Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lecha. Notes the emphasis. Ashreinu matov chalkenu manem yoralenu ma yafa yushratenu. And again, Ashreinu shanachnu mashkimim moravim erev avogrim primayim b'chol yom shema Yisrael shemakenu hashemacha. Now follow very carefully. There are a number of points that we need to make in clarifying what this tefillah is about. Okay, so everyone, please follow me very carefully. We need to put a number of things together in order to see the full picture. Please bear with me. I think it's going to be worth it, but you have to follow carefully. First of all, the first thing the first thing the first thing that we need to keep in mind, the first thing that should come to mind, I mean to say, when we read these paragraphs, these lines, the first thing that we should realize is that clearly this is based on a couple of psukim from Yirmiyahu. Okay, that's very, very obvious. And let's take a look for a moment. And let's see. Okay, if you turn to Yirmiyahu Perek Tet, Pasuk Chaf Bet, okay, which you have on this separate sheet. Yirmiyahu Perek Tet, Pasuk Chaf Bet. Ko Amar Adonai, Al Yitalel Chacham B'Chachmato, Val Yitalel Hagibor B'Gvurato, Al Yitalel Ashir B'Ashro. Everyone hear it? Okay, a person should not be mitalel. Very hard to translate. But a person shouldn't shouldn't boast, shouldn't be proud of themselves, shouldn't praise themselves for their being a chacham or a gibor or an ashir. A person shouldn't take pride in their strength or intellect or in their might. Okay, that's the first pasuk. Ki'im bizot yitalel hamitalel. But what should a person, if a person is going to take pride in something, what should a person take pride in? Haskel v'yadoa oti. Okay, knowledge of me, says Hashem. Ki ani Adonai oseh chesed mishpat utztaka ba'aretz, ki ve'ele chafatzti nu'um Adonai. Okay, very, very important psukim. A very famous psukim, which Hashem says, person shouldn't be think a lot of themselves, shouldn't boast, shouldn't think highly of themselves because of their power or their wealth or their intelligence, but rather person can be proud of what? Haskel v'yadoti, knowledge of God. And what does knowledge of God mean? It means emulating God's ways. And what are emulating God's ways? So we're told Hashem is oseh chesed mishpat utztaka ba'aretz. The question of acting in an ethical and compassionate and just way. That's what I want, says Hashem. That's what I desire. That's what I want. I'd like to point out about the Pesukim Yirmiyahu that we know that in English, those who have not yet forgotten their English, and of course, we know that our absorption is going well when we starting to be semi-literate in two languages. My cousin likes to always say, anyhow, way before us, so always point that. Anyhow, the word "want" in English, right, has two meanings. Okay, to want means to desire, and to want means to be lacking. Okay, and there's a relationship between the two. Right? Conceptually, they're related. Psychologically, they're related. We desire what we don't have. What we have, we don't desire. We have it. Right? It's a basic psychological fact that underlies all kinds of things. The Gemara says, and listen carefully to the words of the Gemara, because it's fascinating. You'll see that this Gemara, although it does not mention the Psukim in Yirmiyahu, and it's very important to understand, Chazal very often comment on Psukim in Tanakh by alluding to them and hinting at the language without actually quoting the Pasuk. There are many times they quote the Psukim, but not always. And I can show you a whole list of examples where Chazal paraphrase the pasuk, they allude to it, but they don't quote it. And you have to be sensitive to it. So listen carefully to this Gemara, and you'll see it's a commentary on this pasuk in these pasukim in Yirmiyahu. Darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, very famous Gemara, but let's think about it in the context of Yirmiyahu. Oto malach hamamuna al hahirayon laila shemo. Okay, the malach that's appointed, that's in charge of pregnancy, is called laila, it's called nighttime. That part of the Gemara we don't to get involved, it's just not relevant to what we're discussing at the moment. V'notel tipa umamida lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omer lefanav. So at the time of conception, the malach takes this potential child and says before Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Tipazo Matehe Allah, what's its destiny? What's its fate? Okay, we might say in modern terminology, what's its genetic makeup? Gibor o Chalash, Chacham o Tipesh, Ashir o Ani. V'ilu, continues the Gemara, however, Rasha o Tzadik lo Ka'amar. That's not one of the questions. Kid Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina, as we all know, famous name Rabbi Chanina, that I call Bidei Shamayim, Chut Miyirat Shamayim. The Gemara quotes another pasuk, a pasuk in Dvarim, Bata Yisrael Mashem Elkecha Sho'el Mima Ki'im Li'ra'oto, etc. What are the questions? What are the questions that are asked about this future child? Is it going to be an Ashir? Is it going to be, first of all, a Gibor? Is it going to be a Chacham? Is it going to be an Ashir? You hear the echoes, right? This is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And those questions, those are the things that God determines about the person, right? Those things, whether the person's going to be powerful, the person's going to be rich, whether the person's going to be is going to be smart, those things God decides. But God does not decide, and we decide, and we know this very well, is obviously a basic yesod in Torah. Hakol b'day shamayim chutz mi'at shamayim, right? But b'chira chafshet, we have b'chira chafshet over tzadik or rasha, right? This is the famous Gemara in Nida that the Rambam, of course, builds on in many, many places, and in both in Hilchot Tshuva and his Tshuvot and elsewhere. In any case, this is the famous Gemara, and clearly it's a commentary on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. But listen how beautiful it is. What does it say in Yirmiyahu? Now let's go back to Yirmiyahu. What does it say? Ki be'elecha fatzi. What is it that Hashem desires? What is it that Hashem wants? That which he doesn't have. In other words, if a person goes to Hashem and says, I'm going to, you know, look at me, I'm so great, I'm a gibor. He says, gvura, that's what I have, that's what I'm giving you. That's up to me. You don't contribute that to me. That's not something that you're bringing to me. That's something that I gave to you. That's something that I have. I can decide that you're a gibor or a kalash, and that's not something that you can give to me, because I already have it. That's not something I desire. Ashir or ani, right? Chacham or tipesh, these are not things that... So, al yitalel chacham b'chachmatol. But what is it that Hashem does want because he doesn't have it, because it's not up to Hashem, it's up to us. Hashem gives us b'chira chafshet. He steps back and says, I'm not going to take control of this, even though, as he could, but he says, I'm not going to take it, I'm going to leave it up to you. Rasha o tzadik. And therefore, what does the pasuk say? Ki im bezot yitalel mitalel, haskel v'yadoti, ki ani Adonai osa chesed, mishpat, utzaka ba'aretz, to imitate Hashem's ways, to be godlike, to be a tzadik. That's what Hashem wants from us. Ki be'ele chafatzinu Hashem, because that's what he doesn't have. Because Hakol bidei Shamayim, everything else he has already. Chutz mi yirat Shamayim. Right? Our yirat Shamayim, that he doesn't have already. That's not in his hands, that's in our hands. That he leaves in our hands. That's what it says in Yirmiyahu. And specifically, what is haskel v'yadoti? It means staka, mishpat, chesed. It means... It means following in Darchei Hashem, specifically in terms of tzedek, mishpat, chesed, right? In terms of these attributes. Okay, very important to understand. That's what the pesukim say, and that's what the Gemara in Nida explains. And we go back to this tefillah, Halo kol agiborim ka'ayin lefanecha, v'anshei Hashem kilo hayu. V'chachamim kivli mada, univonim kivli askel. Ki rov maaseyem tov, imechayim hevel fanecha, motar damin abeyma ayin, ki hakol havel. So what do we say here? We say that chachma and being, you know, rich and famous and powerful and all these things, God's not impressed by. Right? God's not impressed by that. And that's the first pasuk, right? That's pasuk habet. Hashem says, I'm impressed with those things. Don't come and praise yourself about these things. Don't sing your prayer. Kol mar Hashem, Aitalel chacham b'chachmato, Aitalel gibor b'gvarato, Aitalel asher b'ashro. It's nothing to boast about. It's nothing. I'm not impressed by that, says Hashem. Ki im bizot yitalel hamitalel. Haskel v'yadoti ki ani Hashem osa chesed mishpat usakabarz ki ve'ilach hafasinu Hashem. What's the second half? Aval anachnu olcha b'nei britecha. Nei Avraham Ovcha Shnishbat Lo Bahar Moriah Zer Yitzchak Yichido Shnakal Gabay Mizbeach Adai Yaakov Bincha Bechorecha Shemeavatcha Shahab Doto Mitzimchatcha Shazmach Dabo Karat Et Shemo Yisrael V'Yishura. This is the Aliyat Hallel, right? And the second half, the Aval, is Ki'im Bizot Yitalel Mitalel, etc. Haskel V'Yadoti. Let me show you why. Let me show you why. We need to go a step further. Tvarim Perek Lamed Gemel. Okay, bottom of side one. Tvarim Perek Lamed Gemel. Remember, the end of the second paragraph of Aval Anachlam Chab B'nei Britecha, the second piece of this tefillah culminates with Shemeavatcha Shahavto To Mismchatcha Shemachtabo Karatet Shemo Yisrael V'Yishuvah. Okay, Hashem called us Bnei Yisrael and Yishurun, right? That's what Hashem called us. Okay, that's the conclusion of the Aval, right? The however. Now watch carefully. Where does Hashem call us? Yisrael v'Yishurun. Hey, where does Hashem call us Yisrael v'Yishurun? So the answer is that Yisrael, right, runs through much of the Torah. But Yishurun is not common at all. And the place where we have it is the end of Sefer Dvarim, Vizot HaBracha. And let's take a look inside for a moment. If you look at the Pesukim in the end of Dvarim, you'll see exactly where this tefillah comes from. Aside from Yirmiyahu, it's a synthesis of many things, but I'm saying you'll see the next piece of where it comes from. V'zot ha-bracha sheberach Moshe ish alhim b'nei Yisrael lifnei moto. V'yomar, Adonai misinai ba v'zerach misir lamo hofia me'a param v'atam rivau kosh b'mino eish dat lamo. Av chovev amim kol kedosha b'yadecha v'heim tukul raglecha yisam midabrotecha. Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Marasha Kilat Yaakov. Now watch carefully. Vayhi Bishurun Melech B'taseif Rashay Am Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. You see where we're called Yisrael and Yishurun, right? Let's continue. It's talking about the love of Am, love for Am Yisrael, right? That's Pasuk Gimel, etc. We continue. The end of, then you have the brachot of the individual Shvatim. I'm talking about the global, the part that relates to Am Yisrael as a whole. Pasuk Hafaf. In Kael Yishurun. Rochev Shamayim Bezracha Vekavato Shechakim Meona Eloi Kedem Mitachas Rot Olam Vigaresh Menach Oyev Yemashmeid Vayishkon Yisrael Vayishkon Yisrael Betach Badad En Yaakov El Eretz Dagam Tirosh Av Shama V'Yarfutal. Okay, everyone sees the Yisrael, the Yishurun. In case you're not convinced yet, look in the next Pasuk. Ashrecha Yisrael Micha Mocha Am Nosha Badonai Magain Ezrecha Basher Cherb Gavatech V'Chashuay V'Chalach V'Tab B'Motema Tidroch. Okay, everyone see it? Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu Marim Goraleinu Ashreinu Shanach Mashkim Marivim Erev Aboker. It is the continuation in Vizot HaBracha. Right? Yisrael Yishurun. Why are we called Yishurun Davka in this place? So Vizot HaBracha is a continuation of the previous parsha, which is Hazinu. Okay, don't laugh, but. Okay, you know, people have been in my shirim for a while. As soon as I say the word Hazinu, they start laughing at me, I know, but it's not my fault. Okay, because everything's based on Hazinu. It's not, I can't help it. I know it keeps on coming up, but it's not my fault. That's just how Tanakh is written. So let's take a look. Dvarim Perek Lamed Bet. Okay, take a look. Okay. Much of Tanakh is based on Hazinu. That's just a fact. Okay, we learn Tanakh, you find that most of it's based on Hazinu. And there are good reasons for it, but it's not our topic. Dvarim Perek Lamed Bet, the bottom of the page. Pasuk Dalet, listen carefully. I'm going to read the Pesukim essentially the way the Ramban reads it. Okay, Ramban has a very, very powerful Pshat in these Pesukim. Listen carefully to what it says. Hatsur tamim pa'alo ki chol drachav mishpat. El emuna ve'en avel. Tzadik v'yasharhu. Hashem is perfect. Hashem is just. Hashem is faithful and straight. Tzadik v'yasharhu. Right? It talks about mishpat and tzedek and so on and so forth. The same things. Ki chol drachav talks about darchei Hashem. The same darchei Hashem as we have in Yirmiyahu Perek Tet. And throughout Tanakh. Yirmiyahu Perek Tet. Pasuk Hey. Shichei lo banav mumam dor ikeshu v'taltol. Now listen carefully to what the Ramban says for those who are not familiar with it. Just, and even if you are, very, very quickly I'll review it. So shichei lo, are we going to attribute the flaws to Hashem, chas v'shalom? That's not true. Rather, lo banav, according to the Ramban, this is a hyphenated word, lo banav, meaning his non-children are mumam. Meaning Hashem is, there's a contrast here, Hashem is referred to as what in Pasuk Dalet? Hashem is tamim, right? The opposite of mumam, right? Like tam versus baal mum, right? So Hashem is tamim, but we are being described here as mumam. Dor ikesh uftaltol. What's ptaltol? We translate ptaltol for me. I give you a hint. It's from the same word as ptila. Right. So what's ptaltol means? What? Ptaltol means what? Ptaltol means what?
Light.
It's nothing to do with light. It's nothing to do with fire. Ptila is not called. The reason ptila is called ptila has nothing to. Whereas petil tchelet, what's a petal tol means twisted. Okay, twisted. Okay, as the opposite of
straight.
Right? In other words, yashar. Very, very important. Says the Ramban, because B'nai Israel at this stage are acting in a way that is not like Hashem's ways, because we're not following Darchei Hashem. Hashem is Tamim and we are Mumam. Hashem is Yashar and we are Ptaltol. Therefore, just like when we follow Hashem's ways, we're referred to as Hashem's children, right? Banav. But here, what does it call us? Just the opposite. Lo Banav. Right? Is not children, meaning that we're not emulating him, we're not similar, we don't look like him, we're not described in terms that are similar to Hashem. And therefore, lo banav. In other words, in Perek Lamed Bet, B'nai Yisrael is referred to as lo banav. B'nai Yisrael referred to as being pital tol, meaning not what? Not yashar. What's the opposite? Well, that's the negative image of Am Yisrael. What's the positive image? Perek Lamed Gimel. Where B'nai Yisrael are described as, what name is given to B'nai Yisrael? Yishurun. From the Shoresh? Yashar. Right, Yashar. So we're saying, Vayhi Bishurun Melech, when Hashem is our king, when Hashem's presence is among us, when we're following the Torah, when Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kila Yaakov, Vayhi Bishurun Melech, then we're called Yishurun. Right? And then Ashracha Yisrael, and so on and so forth. The idea of Yishurun, okay, and also Yisrael, but we're not going to say that right now, is sufficient to say Yishurun, which is more unique. The word Yishurun as a name for Am Yisrael connotes our emulating Darchei Hashem, specifically in terms of Tzedaka and Mishpat and Chesed. Everyone see that? That fair summary of Dvarim, Perek Lamed Bet, and Lamed Gimel? You understand what I just said? The word Yishurun, the name Yishurun, connotes our emulating Hashem's ways, particularly in terms of Tzedaka, Mishpat, and Chesed. Right? If you put all the pieces together, that's what's said here. Therefore, if we plug it back into La'olam Yehei Adam, right? So what is it saying? On the one hand, we have things that are not a good reason to be mitalel, that are not things that don't impress God, so to speak. And what are they? Being chachamim, anshei shen. What was that bad? Where'd that go?
Understood.
Thank you. Okay, anshei shem, right? Giborim, These things don't impress Hashem. Al yitale el chacham chacham. But aval anachnu b'nei, and go through the whole thing, culminating the idea of our being Yisrael b'Yishurun. And what does it mean to be Yishurun? It means this is exactly Haskel v'Adoti. This is the ki be'elah chafatzinu Hashem. Right? Understand? That's what Yishurun means. That's what it means to be Yisrael b'Yishurun. That we are imitating Hashem and being Yashar like Hashem, not being lo banav as in Perek Lamed Bet, but being Yishurun as in Perek Lamed Gimel. Okay, if you put it in the context of Dram, Lamed Bet, and Lamed Gimel, you see how this tefillah is really a paraphrase of Yirmiyahu. Okay, Yirmiyahu Perek Tet. Which is why I say that Aval is not saying, you know, whereas it's true that we're really nothing, but at least we have this saving grace. No, it's saying that as opposed to if we were coming and saying, I'm a gibor, then Hashem would laugh in our face. Like, okay, he said, I'm a chacham, I'm anshe Hashem, I'm this, that, and the other, you know, I'm rich and powerful and bright and there, whatever I want to say. So Hashem will say, how you talel chacham? What do you, you know, I have all of that. That, and whatever you have of that, that's from me, and that doesn't impress me. That's not what you're here for. Kiyam bezoti talel metalel. But what we can come to Hashem with is to say that we're Yishurun, that we're Yisrael, that we are attempting to follow Darchei Hashem. Haskel v'Adoti. And Haskel v'Adoti begins with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, which is the conclusion of this paragraph. However, there's one more stage that we have to understand. One more stage, but it's critical. Because without that, everything that I said until now is not true. Even though I think everything until now is true, but I'm saying, but there's one, we have to put in the proper context. There's one more piece. Because, although there's this contrast between Al Yitalel and Kiyam Bezot Yitalel, and all of that, Aval Anachnu, and all of that, and I think that's all correct, but notice how we begin. Ribon Kol Olamim, Lo Al Tzidkotenu Anachnu Mapilim Tachaneinu Fanecha, Ki Al Rachamecha Rabim. Okay, we say that, but even in terms of our tzidkut, we say, but it's not we're coming and saying, oh, I'm such a tzaddik, but we're basing ourselves on Rachamecha Rabbim, Hashem's great Rachamim. So how does that fit with Aval Anachnu Amcha B'nei Britecha? How does this all fit together? The answer is on the second side. What? Okay, the answer is on the second side. Dvarim, also the end of Dvarim, but we have to go back just a little bit. Dvarim, forgive me for repeating a little bit, but it's necessary for the rest we're doing, and most of this is not repetition. The Torah tells us, Ki techalel la'aser kol ma'aser tfuatcha b'shana shlishit, shnat ha'ma'aser, v'natata, Levi, Lager, Leatom, Lamana, Bachlu b'Sharach v'Savein. It's talking about giving to those who are less fortunate, those who are in a position of need. And then we say in Pasuk Gimel, once we give to all these people who are in need, we say V'Amarta Lifnei Adonai Lehecha, B'Yarti Hakodesh Min Abayit, V'Gam Mitativ LaLevi V'Lager LaYatom LaMana K'Chol Mitzotcha Asher Tzivitani Lo Avarti MiMitzotecha. And those last two words are very strange ostensibly. If I did everything that you told me, if I didn't violate any of the halachot, if I kept all the mitzvah, if I did everything that you commanded me, then of course I didn't forget, right? How could I have done all this if I had forgotten? So what do you mean v'lo shachachti? If I already said that v'gam natati, and I say kechol mitzvotcha asher tzivitani and lo avarti mitzvotecha, what's v'lo shachachti? And there are many different answers, but I think that the pshat is as follows. If you go back to Perek Chav Dalid, bottom of the page, it says like this: V'zacharta ki ever ayita b'mitzrayim ve'iftecha Adonai lecha misham al kein anochi misavcha lasod et davar zeh. And it goes on to talk about giving to the ger and the atom, the amana, and so on and so forth. We're told v'zacharta ki ever ayita b'mitzrayim. And the Ramban points out that this is more than just the idea of, you know what it's like to be an Eved. It's much more than that. V'zacharta ki Eved ayita b'mitzrayim v'ayiftecha Hashem Elokecha. Hashem turns to us and says, remember when you were in a lowly state, when you were in a position of weakness, when you were Abadim, and I was in a position of strength, of ultimate strength, what did I do for you, says Hashem? V'zacharta ki eved hayita be'eretz Yisrael ve'yiftecha Hashem Elokecha, says Ramban. That's not just remember that you were Abadim, remember that when you were Abadim, look at the, what I did for you in Yitziat Mitzrayim. And learn from that. If there's someone who is weak, who is poor, who's in need, treat them the way that I treated you. In other words, this is about imitating Darchei Hashem in terms of Chesed, in terms of Saka, Mishpat, etc. And therefore, what do we say when I do this? When I give to the Ger and the Atom and the Almana, what do I say? V'lo shachachti. Why do I say v'lo shachachti? Because you told me to remember, right? You told me to remember. So therefore, I say, you told me to remember, and indeed, I did not forget. But that's not the end of the story, because then we turn to Hashem, and what do we say? What do we say? Pasuk Tedvav. Hashkifa mim'on kachacha min hashamayim, uvarech et amchat Yisrael v'tadamash natata lanu, kasher nishpat lavotenu eretz zavat chlav v'dvash. We have a beautiful idea here that there's really a lot to say about, and we're not going to. Just very, very quickly, the basic idea. The end of Sefer Dvarim, this whole chunk, these parshiot, particularly Kitetze, Kitavo, have everything to do with the idea of, right, we have start with Yitziat Mitzrayim and the way Hashem relates to us. And as we're told, imitate that. And then we're told about all these acts of chesed and tzedek, etc. And we're told in terms of how we should act and how we should imitate, right, these actions. And then we turn to Hashem and say, right, we say, Hashkifa mim'on kachacha min hashamayim, etc. Meaning, what do we say? That we're called upon to imitate Hashem's chesed. Once we do it, we then turn to Hashem and ask Him to imitate our chesed and to treat us that way. And there's this reciprocal cycle of chesed that goes throughout these prakim and parshiot. And that's key to understanding the last piece that we have here in terms of this section. Meaning, that aside from the fact that certainly we can't turn to Hashem and say, I'm a gibor, I'm a chacham, I'm a shir, I'm whatever, therefore, you know, be impressed. That for sure, there's nothing to discuss. I can only turn to Hashem and say, ki im bezot yitalel mitalel, that I'm Yishurun and Yisrael, and that's my basis of turning to Hashem. That if I have imitated Darchei Hashem, and if I have this attribute of Haskel v'adoti, and if we're really banim lamakom and not lo banav mumam chas v'shalom, then I can turn to Hashem and I have a basis of staying for Hashem and ask. But we add, lo tit kotenu nachma pilim tachonel fanachu ki al rachamecha rabim. We have to understand that even when the reason that we come before Hashem and are mithalel, and we say that this, you know, aval anachdom chabnei britecha, etc., and we're Yishurun in Yisrael, even then we shouldn't think that means that you, chas v'shalom, God owes us something. And we come with, you know, demands, and we come and say, you know, you owe us, because after all, I did this, I did that, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. Even if it's in terms of Haskel v'adoti, all we can do is to say that this rachamim of Hashem, which we've imitated, we now ask Hashem to continue to show rachamim towards us as we've shown rachamim to others. Right? But that's a very different thing than coming with a claim that we deserve it and that, you know, we have it coming to us and so on and so forth. And that's where the beginning part of Lord Tzidkatenu Nachma Pilim Tachmim Lefanach Ki Aracham Echor Abim fits in with the rest of it. It gives a context to everything without which the whole thing is just one tremendous chutzpah. And I think that once we understand that, then we can begin to put together the other pieces and understand the aval, the contrast between Pasuk Chaf Bet and Chaf Gimel in Yirmiyahu that underlies the entire contrast that we have over here in this section. Okay? Now we're clearer? Yeah? Great. Okay, Erev Tov, everyone.